Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
So stocks up 5% in Germany, 6% in France. The stocks bounced back after the last big bailout announcement in July, you'll remember. And then it only took a week or so for them to fall. So we're going to sift through the numbers, find out what's really going on in global markets in a few minutes. But many of you are still talking about the Occupy Wall Street protests here at home.
Hi, this is Sophia from Oklahoma. And I just like to say that you all keep talking about the 1% like it's only privately successful people. But please take a look at the government and the lavish lifestyles they lead and the huge pensions they're going to have when they retire, whether they deserve it or not.
How do you divide the American classes? Are you sympathetic to Occupy Wall Street? Are you angry at the government? Give us your view at 877-8MYTAKE or log on to thetakeaway.org. Let's begin with the top stories we're following. And European leaders looking to China this morning to write a big check. And the rally on world markets looks like it's holding. Asia and Europe are stable or slightly positive. Wall Street is looking for some profit-taking this morning. But the Dow Jones 30 Industrials are on track for the best month in almost 40 years. It all comes from the EU's bailout deal this week, approved by European leaders, but it needs investment from China to fully fund a $1.4 trillion bailout fund. The head of the European Union's bailout fund is in Beijing, looking to persuade China to invest. Little persuasion to be found on Capitol Hill. On other matters, though, Republicans and Democrats on the so-called super committee rejected each other's debt reduction proposals. House Speaker John Boehner says tax issues are the main obstacle to a deal.
I'm not surprised that we're having some difficulty because this isn't easy. It's going to be very, very hard.
The panel has until November 23rd to craft a bill that cuts at least $1.2 trillion from the deficit.
About 1,000 people gathered in Oakland, California, in honor of the Iraq War veteran who was seriously injured during a confrontation between police and anti-Wall Street demonstrators. Many in the crowd held candles during last night's vigil for 24-year-old Scott Olson. He is in the hospital with a fractured skull. Meanwhile, police in Nashville, Tennessee, have made some arrests this morning at the site where a few dozen Wall Street protesters have been encamped for about 3 weeks. The government says Medicare's basic monthly premium will rise less than expected next year. It'll go up by $3.50 for most to just under $100 a month. That's about $7 less than anticipated.
The United Nations Security Council voted to lift the no-fly zone over Libya, and that ends the 7-month military action. The U.S. military has begun flying reconnaissance drones over Somalia, though, as it steps up the fight against Islamist militants. The drones, which take off from Ethiopia, are unarmed. And a British study says taking 2 aspirins a day reduces the risk of colon cancer by more than 60% in people with a family history of the disease.
An epic, amazing Game 6 of the World Series last night. Yeah, totally unbelievable. The St. Louis Cardinals, down to their last strike of the season twice, somehow pulled it out. They were down 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Then David Freese, who grew up there in that area, tripled to tie the game. And then Texas again ahead in the 10th, and the Cardinals again rallied 2 outs to tie it back up. And then in the bottom of the 11th, Freese back up at the plate.
Freese hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
A walk-off home run gave the Cardinals a 10-9 lead. Game 7 takes place tonight. Truly a great game. Asian and European markets, Asian markets are up right now. Actually, European markets are mixed. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,209, the S&P at 1,284, the NASDAQ at 2738. Well, Halloween is coming, of course, and so it's probably time to talk about scary movies.
You have a secret, but you don't want to tell me.
I see dead people walking around like regular people.
I don't see anything. Are you sure they're there?
They're everywhere.
In public radio, you just hear dead people. You don't see them.
Tell us what movies scare you. 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm not going to ask who you're talking about.